Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Dave DuPont. He's CEO of Team Snap and a sports parent and a coach. Our topic, how to be a committed, balanced sports parent. Joining us is my brother, mental game coach, Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports. By visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com, you'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
So, Dave, why don't you begin by just telling us a little bit about Team Snap? I know all about it because I've done it. It's an interesting thing, and if there's a mental game tie-in, go ahead, tell us about that, too.
Sure, I will. So I think I will over the course of the interview, but just a couple of words about Team Snap. Team Snap is an online application that over 30,000 teams around the world are using to manage activities, specifically sporting activities mostly, but all kinds of activities. And our whole thing is making life easier for the coaches, the managers, the parents, and everybody involved in an activity. We simplify everything associated with that kind of thing, like managing the schedule, the roster, who's going to be there for the next game or event, who's bringing the refreshments, the beer, the snacks if it's a kid's game, and who owes the team money. So that's what we do. We've got a lot of happy customers, and I'd be happy to talk to any of your listeners about what we do at some other time.
Okay.
But we're here today to talk about parents and what a balanced, committed parent looks like, right?
That's right. So, yeah, so can you describe, maybe you have actually someone in mind you could describe who's balanced and committed. I actually think it's kind of hard to be balanced. It's easy to be committed, but it's hard to be balanced as a sports parent.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I'll give you my perspective from coaching football and wrestling, and also recently I was a scorekeeper for my son's lacrosse team. And as far as do I have someone in mind, like the perfect parent, I think it's a bunch of people that I have in mind. It's a composite,
mm-hmm.
in other words. So, I have certain ideas that I'll share with you about what I think that parent looks like, what they do, and the benefit of their engagement.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
So what does this parent look like? As I was thinking about this issue, I was thinking about the fact that there are a lot of parallels between the sporting world and the business world, and usually people use sports analogies in business, but I'm kind of thinking the other way around. Business analogies actually apply to sports as well. So what does that balanced parent look like? It's the basics. They show up. They're engaged and committed. They are encouraging to their own kids and others. This is an important point. I think we talk a lot about needing to be encouraging to the people who are related to us, but it's a big deal to be encouraging to the team, to the coach, to the other kids. A committed parent helps out. Okay, could be scorekeeping, could be providing snacks, whatever. They're the people who get it done, in other words. And as in business, there are people who don't just limit their activity to the time that they spend at the event or on the field. They're working with their kids and others on and off the field. A lot of what makes someone successful and what makes a team successful is happening far away from the actual game or practice. So that's my vision of what that successful parent looks like. The degree to which they show up, matters. The degree to which they're engaged and committed matters, of course. But, all those things are characteristics of somebody who is basically helping out their kids and also being a force for positive for the other people on the team and the team itself.
Now, can you talk a little bit about what the other side looks like? I mean, Well, I mean, there's a difference between a not-so-balanced parent and a non-committed one.
Right, right. So
let's talk about a non-committed one.
Yeah, and frankly, that's the situation I see more frequently, or I have seen more frequently. The opposite of the overbearing parent is the dump-and-run parent, and that's the extreme, right? The overbearing parent is the person who beats up the hawker referee because he didn't like a call. The opposite, though, is the one I see all the time, the people who just dump off their kids and head off somewhere else. A lot of parents treat sporting activities or really any kind of activity as babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a triple whammy problem because, first of all, and this is the obvious thing, the ones who are committed, the parents who are doing things and the coaches have an increased burden if someone or a group of people are just being dump-and-run parents.
Mm-hmm.
There's more work left for those who have to manage the team and get things done. So that's the first and obvious thing.
Right.
The second thing that may not be so obvious is when you as a parent do that, you're telling your kid that this activity is not a priority for you. And I think there are a lot of negative impacts of that kind of message. You know, you're basically saying, this doesn't matter enough for me to devote time to it. And we can talk about some of the implications of that. And I think, and this is even less obvious, you're sending the same message to the team. You're saying that, this is fine. It's okay if you take care of my kid for a while, but I'm not really interested enough in this to even show up. And I think that has an effect not only on your own children, but also on the other members of the team and those
right.
associated with it. So that is what I see as the, you know, sort of opposite of the overbearing parent, and those are the effects.
Now, Patrick, how does it affect kids from a mental game standpoint to say when a parent, you know, just dumps and runs?
I don't really like the term dump and run. It sounds kind of crash or rude to classify parents that way. But from a mental game perspective, I think we're leaving out something important, and that is, one, kids being independent with their sports, you know, being able to take the reins and run with it themselves. And also some of the pressures that many kids feel when parents come and they sit on the sidelines, they make comments. A lot of kids can feel embarrassed, I think, can feel under pressure. I know that there was a period of time where my daughter, when I attended practice or even competition, she didn't want me there because she felt like that I was making faces at her or something. She was making these things up about me having some negative reactions when I wasn't saying anything. So we have to consider that when we're talking about the mental game with kids. We have to consider the kids that feel under pressure when parents are constantly there overlooking them. Now, I understand parents contributing to the mission for the coach and being able to help the coach out with organization and bringing snacks and the other things like that. So that makes a lot of sense to me. But I think you have to consider what is in the best interest of the athlete to sit there, you know, maybe and pamper them and be by their side every single practice, or be able to show a little independence for their child and allow their child to take the reins and think that they're going to do what's best for them in a practice scenario. So you can look at it, I think, you know, from different angles, especially when you start thinking about what does the child want that's going to free them up to have fun.
And sometimes they'll just tell you what they want. I mean, my son told me I have to be quieter on the sidelines, and you know, I heard that loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. The issue of balance, I think, is absolutely key in everything that we're talking about. And certainly, The extreme dump and run parent, I think, is a situation or represents an archetype that none of us would support. But certainly, I don't think either any of us would advocate the other end of the spectrum either. And I have seen overcommitted parents. An aspect that you brought in that I hadn't fully considered, frankly, and I think is important, is the fact that the nature of one's engagement is going to depend on the individual child and also the team. Some kids need their parents more than others do, for instance, or to the converse, some kids want their parents less around and are more ready for more independence and autonomy. And I think you bring up a third point, which is very positive, which is ultimately the kid has to take responsibility for the activity themselves. They shouldn't be doing it only to please their parents. And we're all familiar with very visible cases of that particular phenomenon. Andre Agassi comes to mind, for instance, in the tennis world.
Interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think you have to. I think you do have to look at it as a whole. But you know, at the same time, you know, we talk about, you know, parents that are uncommitted. If you're driving your kid to practice every day, and you're providing them with a place to practice and to play in a team, and maybe there's dues that have to be played, I would say there's some level of commitment there, even for the dump and runners.
Fair enough.
Commitment to get them there.
Fair enough. And there are even parents that are worse than dump and runners if we're really searching for the extreme. I've certainly been associated with teams where some of the parents didn't even bother to do any of the driving. They were relying on other parents to drive their kids to practices and events. So you're absolutely right. There's a modicum of commitment on the part of what are derisively called dump and run parents.
I guess, Lisa, you and I, we look at it from a specific perspective about what's the parent, correct me if I'm wrong, what's the parent interaction with their child that's going to allow them to have fun, perform their best, and really enjoy the sport experience? When we think about the overbearing or the overcommitted parent, we think of the over-controlling, someone that's harping on mistakes all the time, always stepping in and, you know, maybe having grapples with the coach about playing time and things like that, where I think our focus is mainly on what's the communication that you can have with your child before, during, if it's possible, and then after, that's going to allow your child to grow their confidence and to be able to have fun. Would you characterize it like that, Lisa, from?
Yeah, I mean, we look at it differently. We give them a lot of tips on what to do. Yeah, before, doing, and after is a great example. It's funny, I have to tell this story because I think it was so interesting to me. I recently did a series of video interviews with 10-year-old boys, and this one boy said to me, "What really hurts my confidence is when my family brings all 10 members of my extended family, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, to a game, and they cheer." And I said to him, "Well, why don't you ask them not to come?" And he said, "Oh, that would really hurt their feelings." So it was really interesting. So he's playing. He's not feeling very confident, and he doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So, you know, it's important. I think the communication is really critical.
Yeah, that's a key point.
You have to be
set
up a communication line with your kids that allows them to say to you, "Please don't bring Uncle Joey and his three kids to all of my games."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no.
But even the communication post-game, I'm finding, is very critical.
Oh, yeah.
What you say to your child after, because they're looking for something from parents. They're either looking for approval, they're looking for disapproval. You know, they're very tuned in to kind of what their parents' reactions are post-game, as you know. And so being able to work with parents from that perspective, because if parents are constantly harping on mistakes that kids make in games and practices, we know where that leads to.
Right.
Where they start to try to be more perfect and soon, you know, turn into little perfectionists because they can never be good enough.
Right. Right. Or the opposite extreme is they get discouraged and basically want nothing to do with the activity or sport.
Right.
You know, we've all seen situations like that.
Right. That's absolutely true. Well, now you also work as a are you still a coach or are you a former coach?
I'm a former coach now. My son is a freshman in college, so I have two kids. My daughter is now older. So I've graduated from the guy who was helping out with some of my son's sporting activities most recently to now everybody's gone and I'm focusing on other things.
Oh, okay. Because I was just curious about your experience from a coach's point of view about what's a helpful parent, a helpful committed parent.
Yeah. So, you know, the helpful committed parent is we talked a little bit about balance earlier, and I think that's key. It's someone who is there, is interested in helping out to a point, right? Not somebody who's in your face and who is telling you what you're doing wrong as a coach or being overly enthusiastic. I think that a lot of it is it's kind of like, I think of it as a double-edged sword. What you're looking for, let me take a step back. Behind every successful athlete that I've seen, and successful is a very interesting point. I don't mean someone who becomes a pro athlete and gets necessarily to the top of their game. I'm talking about any kind of individual who derives positive benefit from athletic activity.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can tell, anybody who reaches that goal has at least one and often two committed parents behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents are supporting what they're doing. It might be just driving them there, but generally it's more than that. The parents approve and support what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, a parent's affirmation is one of the most important things in a kid's mental health overall.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving aside his performance in sports and how he feels about the game, it's a particularly important thing. So what I see is, from a coach's standpoint, is that the parent's engagement, first of all, tends to, if it's, and everything I say has to be tempered by the idea of balance and, as you brought in earlier in the conversation, Patrick, tailoring for the individual and also communication. But from what I can tell, just the parents, whether or not they're officially involved in helping manage the sporting activity, just the fact that they show up results in kids that, in general, aside from the couple of exceptions we mentioned, in general, the kid is more committed to the activity. If the parents aren't there at all, show no interest whatsoever, I see kids less involved, less interested in participating, less interested in working outside the sport to improve their performance, less committed overall to the team. So
you find that, but that's not always true, is it?
It's not always true, and that's where I think that the individual, the fact that there are differences among individuals is very important, and also it's always a balance. So the parent, I think it is true for the most part, and this is just personally my experience, that the parents that are completely uninvolved, that have had no engagement whatsoever in the activity, don't tend to have kids that are that successful in that particular activity. That's at least my experience. Have you seen something along those lines?
That's interesting. I guess I've seen that. What about you, Patrick?
I think you're sending a message to your child that this isn't really, it's not really worth it for me to be here. It's not really engaging. So I think you are sending a negative message to your child about that. But as I think back, it was a long time ago when I played, you know, Little League in high school with my parents. I didn't particularly want them to come to practices, but certainly the games.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.